All right. Well, we are in the first week of our module that's about writing a new script. And this particular prayer is called Divine Commitment out of the book Thriving Work. As I breathe in, I become more present to my own divinity. As I breathe out, I drop into the power that is in the center of my being. Slowly, fully, and deeply, I breathe, allowing my mind to clarify, my heart to open, and my divinity to speak. I feel, sense, and know my body aligning, my heart aligning, my mind aligning, my spirit aligning with truth, with love. I feel, sense, and know truth, love. I give myself to this divine commitment. And so we begin. So have either of you had a chance to work with the worksheet for this week?
I looked at it briefly.
Great. And you, Janet?
I started it one day and then I forgot about it. And I remembered it as my alarm went off for this call.
Great. So do either or both of you have it in front of you?
I do.
I do.
All right. So it's really intentionally very broad, just in thinking about this journey. And obviously, while we've been on this 9-month Strong From Within journey, you've been on your own life journey too. And so just noticing whatever it is that is shifting for you. And specifically for the refresher of this course, looking at the building blocks of what's our foundation, what we're relying on, what does our self-care look like, self-love, what we're learning and developing about our strengths, our core values, our glimpses of our own genius, and then looking at things from the inside out. We can just go ahead and use this time to put it together for each of you if that feels like a good use of our time.
That seems like a useful thing, yes.
Okay. How about for you, Janet?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. So who would like to start?
Ephraim would.
A good one. If that's not true for you, Ephraim, being a deliberative and wanting to respect that, I would be happy to start.
I guess I'm curious about, so the broadness of the worksheet, it's like we're trying to determine this week based on all the things so far, which I don't necessarily remember the best.
Sure.
or didn't participate as much, but in all the things so far, it's like we're trying to sum up and look at what is it that right now you tell me, what is it?
Yeah. So I use the words care and feeding because I've always loved that. It seems so grounded. It's like, what does this beloved known as Ephraim need? What is the care and feeding of him? And so thinking about that and being very, you know, I have been pretty close to this material even before we have gone through this journey, and then we went through this journey, and it's kind of surprising to me how things have shifted for me. What might have been the care and feeding of me a year ago, a lot of it's not so important anymore. And so I think the biggest one I mentioned in my own example was that I have this extremely personal relationship with Jesus, which just blows my mind. I didn't really set out to do that. And it's the most important thing on my list. So that's kind of an overview and gives you a specific example for me. Does that answer your question or bring up more questions?
It answers my question, and it's almost as if it doesn't necessarily even need to relate what to, say, my strengths or my genius or anything like that. It can,
yeah.
But it doesn't need to.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because we did not have a module or even a minute on Jesus, right? And that's just what's evolved for me. And I know it has to do with doing this work, because to me, the sort of the foundation of this work is twofold, spiritual and who am I specifically, uniquely, brilliantly, one of a kind. And that's true for each of you. And for each of you, the spiritual may or may not be as important or your foundation. And the piece about you, that's sort of the whole point of strong from within. And for me, strong from within has to have the strong spiritual foundation. But for you, it could be something else entirely.
Right. Well, I wrote down a couple of things when I was looking at the worksheet earlier. And I'm sure that there's more, but I put down allowing the feeling of magic, like with a breath or a moment of presence, or for me, magic can mean it's often that moment of presence that can be very soul-filling. And that often happens in nature. Did I say that already?
No, you didn't.
And then I often wrote down like writing of some sort, like a poetry or journaling, some sort of a self-expression through writing that doesn't have an agenda necessarily. And sometimes like drawing can replace that feeling, but not always.
Okay. So it's really easy to know if that fits the filter. Do you feel stronger from within when you're taking in the magic of the moment, often in nature?
Yes.
Do you feel, okay, great. And then same thing, do you feel stronger from within when your writing may or may not have a direction or purpose?
It's not necessarily, yeah, I guess it is about, when I take the time to write and use that as a reflection tool, whether it's poetry or journaling, then yes.
Okay. So it's not writing just anything. You have, even though it doesn't have a specific subject matter, it sort of has a why or a purpose for you.
Yeah. Like it can be, you know, it could be a poem about a bird, but it's still the same thing. Or it could be like journaling about manifestation, or it can be like a morning page, you know, dumping on my shit. But
sure.
Something like that. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. And the drawing, run that through the filter of you're stronger from within when you're doing the drawing. It sounds like sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Yeah, like sometimes instead of writing a poem, I may draw something that I'm looking at, and it has a similar, it can have a similar feel, but it doesn't necessarily have a similar catharsis.
Gotcha. And so the purpose of this is really for your own, I don't even know where care and feeding came from, but I imagine it's like if you're having a pet sitter come in and you leave all the instructions for how to have this animal be tended while you're gone, right? And so how do you tend you to be strong from within? And of course, it changes a lot. So this is a dynamic living list. And it's not like we're trying to be so thorough that we're going to capture every darn thing, but just being aware, particularly if it shifted, you know, if it's something that's always been true, it probably doesn't need to be on a list because you probably do it automatically.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like lists, so I'd probably write it down anyway.
Okay, great. Excellent. Well, and I noticed that one of mine, the one about generally feeling at peace within myself, that's more like a development thing. Like, that's surprising to me that I have less, I'm very much slower to say, oh, that was really bad. That was a bad day. That was a bad incident. That was a bad interaction. It's more like, huh, that was awkward, and I still feel at peace. I don't know what that thing was all about, and it's not bad. Like, I'm categorizing like that a lot less. So even as I'm telling you that, it still sounds like a report, but the awareness is just, I love it. It's like, oh, my goodness. I've been setting out to do this forever and didn't realize I'm sort of somewhat consistently doing it now.
That's an exciting thing to realize.
Seriously. Yeah. So Janet, what about you?
Well, what I wrote down the other day was, what I do feels fun and interesting to me. And I went back and looked at some of our coaching notes, so I kind of cheated a little bit. But some of it still is true. And it was, I laugh, play, and create with abandon, weaving fun into every breath I take.
Hmm.
So I like that one.
And is that like a thing to remind you that's how you spend your time? Is that you notice it's happening naturally now so you don't have to like set an alarm or whatever it is?
It's happening more for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not as probably much as I would like it to. So it's kind of both. It's kind of, it is happening more, and I do kind of need a reminder every once in a while.
Okay.
And the next one was that my schedule feels flexible, and I have the ability to work when inspired, or when I'm inspired by the deadline.
Hmm.
Because I've realized that I've kind of shifted into this schedule where I work from like 5 o'clock to like midnight. And then I don't get up until like 8 or 9. And I feel like I get way more done. And partly I know it's because most of my friends are probably asleep for most of a lot of that time. So I'm not really missing out on anything.
So is it that this actually works for you and you sort of stumbled upon it by accident?
I think it's always worked for me, but, you know, in like out in the world of other people's businesses, they don't prefer that you do that.
Sure. Sure.
You know,
don't call me at midnight.
Yeah. They've always, you know, I've worked for people who always, you know, want to see you in your seat at a certain time to a certain time. And whether it matters whether you're working or not, they just want you there so they can see you.
Yes.
And I think maybe over the years, you know, that I did have Luke, like 8 to 5 jobs or whatever, I would do my freelance and stuff at night. And so I kind of, and I had less time to do it. So I was more, you know, tended to work that time anyway. And I'm a night owl, so.
Sure.
So I've realized that I really enjoy that part, that I can go, like yesterday I went and screwed around with 2 of my friends all day and got home about 4, and then I sat down and started working.
Nice.
And it was fun. So it kind of
worked
for me. And so I just kind of, I'm trying to, like, I guess I'm trying to convince myself that the world's okay with that. And maybe I don't, you know. And I know that they don't, that nobody else needs to matter, but.
So it's almost like you are trying to give yourself permission to be able to do that. And like you're giving yourself more and more permission, but you still have those little thoughts in the back of your head that say, oh, is it really okay?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the rest of the world, of the people I mostly know, you know, they all get up and go walking at like 7 in the morning and have this whole thing. And, you know, I'm still in bed at 9 o'clock or 10.
Right.
And it's sort of that whole, like, I'm shitting all over myself. Well, I should get up and do that too. That would be good.
Yes, and strong from within. There's only 3 words there, and from is kind of a throwaway word. So what do we know about strong and within, right? Which one's the important one in this particular conversation that you're having about, is it okay?
Yeah. It's kind of one of those things that, you know, I don't fit in with the rest of the world very well, so. And not that I ever have, but.
And is it important too?
No, I don't think so.
So it kind of reminds me of that manifestation blueprint. You know, that has certain parameters, of course, rather than right now we're talking broadly and open-endedly. But for me, it was just so freeing when I saw how much I was behaving like somebody who manifests from external, and really I'm supposed to be doing me to manifest. I'm supposed to be paying attention to my own inner experience. So I'm like, isn't that hilarious? Here I am, strong from within, doing strong from without, and it's not working so well. I, you know, I'm actually weak from without, right? So hello. Come on. Yeah, we teach what we both need to learn.
Yes. Well, that's a good reminder for me, too, because I know that about you. I mean, I can tell that you create from within.
When I remember to do me, sure.
Uh-huh. And it always, I can see you that way. You know, I can see it, but I know that. And, like, you can probably see it about me, too. And it's just like the things you kind of just forget.
So are you saying it's okay for me but not so okay for you?
No, it just means that it's one of those reminders that if I can see it in other people, I need to be able to see it in myself.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
So, yes, the strong from within for me is doing my own thing, so.
Yeah, Exactly. In your own schedule.
Yep.
Yeah.
Following your rhythms and the flow.
So did you have more, Janet, or shall we go on and see what we can notice new for both of you?
Well, and the other one is the one that I haven't been doing that I know I am better and stronger when I do, is to be more open to the universe when I take the time to meditate or do yoga or walk outside.
Okay.
That's my wonder to get back to it.
Yeah.
So now we can go on.
What did you say?
So now we can go on.
Okay, got it. Was there anything more you wanted to say about those?
No.
Okay, all right. So for both of you then, in looking at, if we just look at some of the modules that we did, or if you didn't do because you weren't engaged at that time, does looking at what you're relying on or what's your foundation, does that spark anything for either one of you?
Say that again.
So just looking at the two areas of what's your foundation and what do you rely on. So maybe an easier way would be our third and fourth modules were around self-care and self-love. So in the area of self-care and self-love, what else is there that would go on your care and feeding list? So what I was asking you about, I was just going in order. Foundation and reliance were one and two. So when you think about what's your foundation and what do you rely on, what do you notice is the care and feeding of you in the areas of foundation and the area of reliance? Does the question make sense now?
It does.
Yeah.
I just don't necessarily remember, like, my foundation and what I rely on.
And so I understand what you're talking about, like going back to the actual material you don't remember. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
And we could go back to that, and probably even more empowering is, what does that mean to you and what do you know about yourself in those areas? Like, that's where the having a personal relationship with Jesus came from, which surprised me. Like, that is my foundation, and I would love to be able to say it's primarily what I rely on, but it's a work in progress. So that's what I was aware of. So the actual materials, you know, from what was in those modules were about, there was a self-assessment that, you know, had you rate yourself on all of the areas. Then there was a why worksheet, which is particularly impactful, as we've talked about, for you guys who have a lot of thinking strengths when you know your why, your big why, your why for doing certain things, your why on projects. It really helps fuel you. So, oh, great. I pulled up one and it's talking. Just a minute. Don't even know how it started talking. We'll just turn the sound off for now. Okay. I was pulling up the worksheet to see what it looked like, and I apparently am pulling up a recording instead, so I can't tell you what it looked like specifically. But that's not that important, right? It's not what my interpretation is. It's like what's important to you. So under foundation would be anything around why, either big whys or whys in specific areas of your life. And then I'm looking also to see what was under. Sorry, I'm terrible at multitasking.
I'd probably add something around like my pursuit of really communing with someone. Yeah. You know, I see the idea of communion as something that can happen, you know, with nature and with the divine and with someone. And I think that all of those versions are important. And, it, you know, that ties into feeling the magic and pursuing the everyday ecstatic. But the word communion is it's a good word for me that feels inspiring and rich.
Nice. So just being aware of that word communion and then knowing it can be with anything or anyone, that kind of helps you have a compass.
It does. And it's interesting to note that like it's almost like there's in communion, there's three areas that are important. And it is like with people and with things, nature, books, art, stuff like that. And then with whatever the divine means to me at any given moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little trinity there.
Gotcha. And is that, are you just pulling that together now, or are you aware of that and it?
I'm just pulling the Trinity part together now.
Okay.
It always felt like something that could apply to anything, and it still does. But I'm realizing that it's more fulfilling if all three of those things are happening on some level.
At the same time.
Right. Or like I feel like I'm in communion with the full Trinity, you know, in a given day.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Then you've had a very fulfilling day.
Yeah.
Nice. So Janet, how about you around anything to do with foundation or the reliance? We looked at two areas. One was what's our interpretation or way of relying on the divine, and then we did a thing about our people and who was our support system, who basically who were our peeps.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that part. I think what I remember most was like my why of what I was doing. And it was about having a choice and my own voice, but to be able to make choices for myself and then have an authentic voice and to empower myself and to empower other women.
Yeah.
I think I probably said it better when I wrote it, if that was something what it was about, what I remember.
Yeah. And does that still feel true to you now, 9 months later?
Yes, definitely.
Nice. Yeah.
And then also to feel the sparkly star shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Yay! While I'm doing that stuff, so it's not like, it's still fun. And it makes you feel good. So those are kind of my things that I remember from that. And then I do remember the our support system, I remember drawing the little spiral drawing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who was there. And there was, you know, of course, when you start writing it down, there's way more people than you think.
Yeah.
Like off the top
good
of your head.
Right.
And I don't remember, I guess I don't know that, I guess I rely on the universe to have my back.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm learning that more and more is like, you know, when I think, oh crap, I'm not going to have any money to pay my bills this month, and a big check shows up and you're just like, yay!
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, when Gina and I decide that we're going to go to Mexico in a month or something. And people show up to help pay for it. Yay!
Yeah.
So I'm starting to, I mean, I think I've always been that way. I just wasn't real, I didn't pay that as much attention to it. So now I'm more aware of it in the smaller things that happen too.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had that experience with this whole relationship with Jesus. It's actually made me sort of more of a skeptic. Well, like, how do I know there's actually anything or anyone there? So I've been looking for synchronicity. I've been looking for those connections. I've been looking for, you know, the bonks on the head. And it's pretty humbling. Like, they're pretty readily available. And it's like, oh, cool. Okay.
The other thing that just came to mind was after doing the Kundalini Yoga teacher training, I've had to experience more kind of beating you over the head Christian experiences. And I'm not nearly as, I don't get nearly as crunchy about it at all anymore. It doesn't even seem to bother me. And it's kind of like,
wow.
Yeah, even when the one place I still work sometimes, she's very Christian-y, and the staff meetings are more like prayer meetings.
Wow.
And at the beginning, it really pissed me off. And then after I kind of got done with the yoga teacher training and stuff, and now it's just like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, Jesus is kind of a cool guy. Okay. So it's like it's been interesting that I'm not nearly as, I don't know, pissed off about religion anymore. It's just like, yeah, okay.
What do you attribute that to?
I think it was yoga teacher training classes. I mean, because, you know, they talk about, you know, it's still based kind of in the Sikh religion, so you're still talking
mm-hmm.
about, you know, higher powers and things. And
mm-hmm.
and I think, I don't know what it, you know, and doing that along with all that meditation and yoga, you know, it kind of maybe sunk in further that it's not that big of a deal. And there's no need to be all mad about it all the time.
I love that.
So that's the one thing I think I've noticed over the last year is that, because I was just like, I had to go to a Catholic funeral about a month ago, and for one of my friends, but so it was really sad, but I was like, I hadn't been in the Catholic Church since my mom died, which was, let's see, 2006.
Okay.
2010, so almost 10 years ago. And it was just
sure.
like, huh, this isn't so bad. Because I used to
wow.
really resent having to go to church and stuff.
Wow.
And it was like, yeah, it's like, oh, that was kind of really nice. Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
And I missed the, and I, you know, they sang all the songs and I could sing them all without looking in the book or anything. I was just like, you kind of missed that part.
It's a very comforting ritual, really.
Yeah, it's just kind of funny. I'm not, you know, going to make a habit of that. But
sure.
But it was interesting that it was just got to be kind of not so, I don't know, crunchy. So I'm not as, like, offended by it or easily, like, want to fight back or anything. I'm like, eh, I guess that's what you believe. Okay.
So what about for either of you, the areas of self-love or self-care? What comes up? You know, one of the things that I did, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, for me, the one thing I've really worked on lately is, you know, my yeses mean yes and my noes mean no. And that I put up more boundaries about that kind of stuff. Instead of, you know, taking a job I don't want, I say no.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic.
And that's been really hard for me most of my life. So I think that's probably the biggest self-care thing that I need to continue.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
I wrote down something on my own about self-kindness, which is definitely just continuing to grow and develop, which I love. But having gone through this extremely humbling experience with all of the paperwork around bankruptcy, I noticed a new one that I'd literally never thought of before, which is self-respect. And I don't even entirely know what it means yet, but it's like, I want to have that. And I want to have that for me, even if I'm going through bankruptcy. Like, what's the self-respecting way to go through bankruptcy? So it's a very new, the thought itself is new, self-respect. It's not like in the past I didn't have self-respect. It's like I never thought of it. And so now it's like, well, what is the self-respecting way to, and fill in the blank, you know, it obviously isn't just about bankruptcy. I really like that. And I'm amazed and intrigued that I got to this age and never thought about that.
I never really thought about it either.
Well, there you go. Something for you to think about. It's kind of a cool, I found it pretty empowering as a way to help me make decisions around things. Well, which is more self-respecting? Or wait a minute, I don't want to be self-respecting right now. That's okay too. But to have some awareness and to make a choice and be clear.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I think self-respect to me is, you know, you're sticking to your values and your strengths and, you know, you're kind of aligned with everything.
Yeah.
And so when you're aligned, then it's respect. So that's cool.
Yeah. What about for you, Ephraim?
I think when it came to self-care, I thought about food and just I know that I enjoy nourishing myself when I am more conscious about it. It doesn't necessarily need to be like somebody else's version of healthy at the moment, because sometimes a chocolate chip cookie is food for the soul, that sort of thing. But to really enjoy every bite.
Savor came to mind. Is that a word you use?
Oh, yes.
I thought so. It sounded like you.
Yep.
That's fabulous. So before we close, anything else for either one of you coming up about any category where you'd be thinking about what is, you know, we may not have covered something that to you is strong from within?
I don't think so for me.
Me either.
It'll be a good pondering, though. I'm going to keep thinking about it and see what I want to add.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. It seems like the list could be very small and concise. Like a few things can cover a lot.
I like the challenge of that. It's like good editing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
True.
When you think you're done, you take something away.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and close with a prayer, and we'll meet same time, same place next week. And this one is called Ambassador of Love. It's also from Thriving Work. I give love this moment. I give love this day. I give love my mind. I give love my heart. I give love my soul. I surrender to the greatest good in me, allowing lesser ideas and preoccupations to drop away. I serve as an ambassador of love, as love, in love, and with love. I'm realizing I still feel like I'm learning what love is. So that's a nice idea, but what? How do I do all that?
Yeah, that's for sure.
To be human. Oh.
Oh, my.
Yes, oh, my. Well, thank you both. This feels a little bit tender, and to me it's just wonderful that we have this space in which it's okay to do that.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
Yes,
you're welcome.
Thanks.
Absolutely. All right. We'll talk to you next week then.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
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 Bye.